Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Inside an earthen vessel.
Yes.
The glory of God in this body. The Spirit of God communing with our spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
The invisible God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Within us.
Yes. Emmanuel. Abba, Abba,
Abba. All the gifts you give us, Lord.
Yes.
Gifts to serve you in. To serve others, to help others.
Most High God, love of our soul, glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
You're
head of the church.
We thank you for your word.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me so.
Ah, thank you.
We are weak, Father, but you are strong.
Ah.
We are strong in your love.
Yes, yes.
For you loved us so much that you gave your only Son. And if you will give your only Son, then what will you withhold from us? What else will you not give us?
Mm.
There won't be anything that you will withhold from us.
Ah, hallelujah. 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 The highest praise, God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, pa, pa, pa.
Hello, people of the New Covenant. Hello, people of the New Promises.
Amen.
The better promises.
Amen.
Of the New Testament.
Amen.
Yeah? We're all people of the New Covenant. We're not people of the Old Covenant. Are we? We're people of the New Covenant. The Old Covenant has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
The old covenant has been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. It's been completed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't deal with the old covenant anymore. We deal with the new covenant.
Mm-hmm. If I had Brother Thurston, that I had a contract. Okay? I'm supposed to do some work for the city of Birmingham. Okay? So the city of Birmingham, I say, I'm going to do A, I'm going to do B, I'm going to do C. Whatever it is. Okay? And so I'm obligated, I obligate myself to do that work, and they're obligated to pay me, right? So, let's say that I complete A.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm supposed to build a building.
Mm-hmm.
So I build a building, that's A. Okay, get the building built.
But that's not what the contract says. That's part of the contract,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not fulfilled yet. The contract isn't fulfilled because
mm-hmm.
I've only done the first part. The building is built, it looks good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not done.
Yeah.
The contract's not fulfilled because they also said, right, mm-hmm. that I had to, what, furnish furniture, right?
Uh-huh.
They wanted me to furnish furniture
yeah.
for the building,
uh-huh.
right? So, I've done that. I get all the furniture, I put it in the building. So, I'm done, right? No, because my contract says I'm not done. My contract is not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And if I stop there, then pretty soon I'm going to have somebody knocking on my door saying, you need to come finish your contract.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fulfill the terms of the contract.
Yeah.
You have not fulfilled the terms of the contract. You still have something left to do.
Yeah.
You've done the major part of it, but there's still something left to do that you haven't done. Right? And once you fulfill that last item, then the contract is complete. But until then, I'm going to be here knocking on your door till you finish it, right? You don't get your final payment until you finish it, right?
So the city wants me to fulfill all of the contract. They want it to be completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're saying, well, what's the last hour? It doesn't really matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. Yeah, you're right. It matters to them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It matters to them. Yeah. The last thing I got to do is I got to give keys to the city. Right? Mm-hmm. How are they going to use the building if they don't have the keys? I got to give them keys to all the door locks and all this, all the building. That's the last thing I got to do. If I don't do that, I have not fulfilled my contract.
Yeah.
But once I do that, I give them all the keys. I give all the keys to the city, to all the doors and all the locks. Now they have everything. Mm-hmm. The contract has been fulfilled. They pay me the money they said. Mm-hmm. All right? So I go home and I go to bed and I'm wondering, is someone going to come knock at my door in the middle of the night saying, you haven't fulfilled the contract. You need to get out here and fulfill your contract. No. That contract's done.
Yep.
I don't have to go back to that building again ever in my whole life.
Right.
That my contract is finished. I have fulfilled the contract. They can't come to me and say, we're going to take you to court because you did. Nope, you signed off on it. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Right? So, do they have any hold over me to fulfill this contract? Mm-hmm. Do they have any legal hold? Any? No, they have nothing. Mm-hmm. They have no hold on me at all mm-hmm. to finish that contract. It is finished. It is done. Mm-hmm. It is finished. Boy, where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
Where have I heard that before?
On the cross.
On the cross. Who said that?
Jesus.
It's done. It's finished. It is fulfilled. The Old Testament doesn't go away. It is fulfilled.
Yeah.
It doesn't disappear. That's why we still have it in our Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't disappear. It's like a building. It's there for all to see. It's there for all to see. It is complete, though. All right? The builder doesn't have to go back out there and do anything else. Okay? It is complete. It's finished. There's no other obligation. Jesus came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill it. He didn't come to do away with it, but to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The building is still, you can go to the building, you can look at it. Oh, there it is. You can go and look at the Old Testament. It's still there.
Yeah.
All right? If you want to know what God requires of people, mm-hmm. you can go read the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you.
That's the inference
we get from it, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. It is the inference we get from it. Because we look at it and we go, whoa, who could ever do this? Who could ever do this? We get some hints in it, right? Like Micah tells us, but you, O man, what does God require of you but to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God? We can't even do that. Is that right? Just looking at it, we can't even do that. Just three simple little things. You would think, you know, but our flesh gets in the way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Our flesh gets in the way. We kind of want what we want. Mm-hmm. Instead of walking humbly with our God, we kind of want to walk our way. Mm-hmm. I think it looks better over here, God. I want to walk over here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the law is given so that we can understand what God wants us to do, right?
Yeah.
This is His requirement, right? And He boils it real down, real simple for us, though. He says all the laws are, they're like, you remember when you were a child, your parents gave you a go to bedtime. And you knew that you had to take a bath or whatever, and then you had to put on your pajamas, you had to brush your teeth, and all these sort of things. And then you had to get in bed, and you had to go to bed at a certain time. And so you could get up at a certain time. And they trained you, right? Mm-hmm. So that you did this sort of thing, right? And so you were under, and you had those rules, the house rules, that applied to you. But for some reason, they didn't apply to your parents. You ever notice that? Oh, I bet you did. I bet you. How come I got to go to bed at 8 o'clock or wherever it was, and you get to stay up? You ever? I bet you thought that a few times, didn't you? I want to stay up too, right? But no, you got to go to bed, right? So now, you're the adults. And you don't have, quote, a rule that you got to go to bed at a certain time, you see. Now, you may still go to bed pretty much the same time, but you don't have to, you see. It's no longer a rule. And you're no longer a child. You're older now, okay? So what was the law given for? What was the law given for?
Structure. So we have structure.
Yeah. It was given for children, the immature.
Yeah.
Right? It was given for the immature. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to have some rules because you're immature.
Yeah.
Okay? We were immature, or if you will, mankind, okay, was immature. Huh. All right? And we really didn't know what was important. Now, an adult knows what's important, and that's why the adult doesn't have any rules about bedtime, okay? The adult makes his own bedtime. He knows what's important. He knows, or she knows, that she's got to get to bed at a certain time, get enough sleep, get up and do what she needs to do the next day. She knows that, or he knows that, so you don't need a rule because you know it. But when you're a child, you don't know it. So you have to be taught. You have to be given a rule, right? So mankind was like a child. Right? That's what the Bible tells us, if you read in there, okay? It was a guide. It was a guide for us. I'm pointing to this. I shouldn't be pointing to this. The law was given us because we were children. Mm-hmm. And we had to have rules. Mm-hmm. So we could learn to do certain things until we got old enough and we had gotten into our minds what is important. Mm-hmm. What is important? Okay? It's kind of interesting. The law was given back in Moses' day, right? Mm-hmm. Thousands of years later, Micah comes along and says, hey, there are only three things that are important. What does God require of you? But to what? Do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That's a pretty bold statement. Micah has just taken the whole law, all of those rules and regulations, and put them down into one sentence.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And isn't that what Jesus did? Mm-hmm. When they came by and asked him, oh, great teacher, great rabbi, what is the greatest commandment of all? And what did he say? He said, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, right? And the second is likened to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. He says, on these two hang all the law and the prophets.
Jesus.
Right? Love justice, do justice, love mercy, love your neighbor as yourself. Walk humbly with your God. Same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just worded differently. So what we've got here is we've got the law. We've got to fulfill. Because Jesus came to fulfill the law.
Amen.
He said it's finished. We no longer have to live under these rules because we, mankind, as a group, have grown up, matured to the point where we can understand what's important. what is important. Okay? You follow me so far? Okay? Now, that means that we're mature. We've matured past the child stage into the adult stage. All right? So, we don't have to follow the laws, the rules. Now we understand what's important. We go and do what's important. Because we know it's important in our lives to do those things.
Amen.
Are you following me? Okay? So, to understand the New Testament, when you read through the books, all right, the letters, you need to understand this. Because as you read through the New Testament, you will find rules.
Yeah.
In fact, you'll find as many rules as you find in the law. What is going on? What is happening? Why do we have rules in the New Testament? Anybody know? Anybody got a guess? Why would we have more rules in the New Testament than we had in the law? Why are there rules in the New Testament if this is that we're just supposed to know these things? Why do we have rules?
I got an idea.
Huh?
I got an idea.
You got an idea? Okay.
To help us with our position.
Help us with our position, okay.
Help us grow up.
Help us grow up, okay. You know, you're right. You're right. All these are right, okay. Becoming an adult is a gradual thing. There's a child, right? And there's an adult. And then in between the two, you've got an adolescent. You've got a teenager, right? You're trying to leave childhood behind. You're trying to embrace the adulthood, okay? But there's a gray area. Growth area, right? And you'll find that most of the rules in the New Testament are put there for am I right? Gentiles, not Jews. That's what Gentile means, not a Jew. I'm not a Jew. I'm a Gentile, okay? Anybody here a Jew? I didn't think so, okay? Those rules were put in there for Gentiles.
Yeah.
When Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, you know, you got all this spiritual power, you know, you're moving in all the gifts, you know, you're speaking in tongues, you're prophesying, you're doing all these things. He says, but you're still babes. I can't talk to you like you're adults. I have to talk to you like you're children. Well, why is he saying this if the law has been fulfilled? Because the Gentiles didn't have a law. They had not grown up with the law.
Yeah.
They had to kind of go through a quick process, if you will, of growth.
Yeah.
So they can grasp this. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. They had to go through this process and learn what God requires. Mm-hmm. So Paul has this put in there, don't do this, don't do that. Don't fornicate, all right? Don't worship idols. I mean, he has to write these things down for them and tell them these things because they don't know. They don't know what God requires.
Your spirit's been redeemed.
Yeah.
But your soul and your body has been purchased.
Exactly.
So it needs to continually be growing.
Come on. I'm glad you said that. Come on. Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Our souls can return to a relationship with God. Okay? Our souls can return to a relationship with God. And that's what? That is the good news.
Mm-hmm.
That is the good news. That now we've got communion with God through His Spirit.
Yeah.
But as Mary said, say it again, Mary.
I just said your spirit has been redeemed.
Yes.
That's where God lives. And the other part of your heart, which is your soul, is in the process of being saved, and you've got your flesh. So you need that to continually grow, to pull it out this way. And the Word pulls it out. And
teaching pulls it out.
Exactly. Romans 12, 2, what does it say?
Renew your mind.
Uh-huh. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? The Gentiles can go ahead, all right, take a jump. All past the law. They get to jump past the law. Mm-hmm. All right? The Gentiles do, but even though their spirit is now connected to God, their minds are still, unfortunately, still tied up to this world, apparently,
and
tied up to the flesh.
This word, spirit.
Yeah.
And you've got to get it out through the spirit.
Exactly. So. And that's why Paul had to give them some rules. He said, you need to get your minds transformed. All right? So, here I'm going to help you get your minds transformed. But until you do, here's some things that will keep you from getting too big of in a mess.
Yeah.
This will help you get you out of the mess you're in. And you know, this will help you not just wander off. Okay? It's kind of like, you ever been bowling? Yeah. And you roll the ball and it goes in the gutter, doesn't it? And what does that gutter do? It keeps the ball from going into the other lanes.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of keeps the ball from... In fact, when you're first learning how to bowl, they will put up guides so that the ball will not go in the gutter. And they'll go straight... You know, no matter where you throw it, it'll go straight down the lane and hit a pin, if it, maybe, okay? So they'll put up these guides when you're just learning to bowl. When the children are out there bowling, they'll have these guides put up. So you can never get a gutter ball. They keep the ball from going in the gutter. But once you get better at bowling, you learn. Once you learn and grow, they take those guides off, and you can roll it. And occasionally you'll get a gutter ball. But a child, you know, when they start out, every ball is a gutter ball, right? But you know, you get that. So the law is for the children, okay? Why is it that Paul didn't say, well, you're still children, you just need to go back and do the law for a while?
Because that was finished.
Mm-hmm.
It was completed, right? Because it was done. And now we're under a new covenant. And you have to learn to live under the new covenant. And not go back and do the things in the old covenant. Not go back and put more furniture in the building, right? Now go back and build on to it, because you don't have to anymore. It's been completed. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go back and, you know, do the law.
Mm-hmm.
The law is there for an example for non-believers.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not for a believer. It's a law. It's an example for non-believers of what God requires.
Right.
You don't know what God requires? Okay, here you go. Here's the law. You're a non-believer. You want to know what God... Do the law. Nobody can do it.
But Jesus did it.
Jesus did it, yeah. But Jesus did it.
For me.
So anyway, you know, what I'm trying to get across to us is that in the New Testament church, okay, in our church today, we still have...
We're supposed to dress like this, that way.
...parts of the law in our church, in our worship, in our everyday life, okay? And we talked about this a time before, you know, what is it that the church is still doing that's Old Testament, that's Old Covenant, that isn't New Covenant? What is it that the church is still doing? And we pointed out a couple of those things, things that we believe is Old Covenant, things we still do that's Old Covenant. Well, as we mature, we need to put that aside. In fact, since we're New Covenant, we shouldn't be doing Old Covenant stuff at all. Even the Gentiles of Paul's day weren't told to go back and do Old Covenant stuff.
Right.
He says, don't go back and be circumcised.
Right.
Don't go back and do all these things. He said, you're doing New Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
God has completed that. Jesus completed that. Now, I'll give you some rules, okay, that'll help you live under the New Covenant, but don't go back and do the Old Covenant.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
Okay? He says, let me give you the rules that'll help you in the New Covenant.
These are New Testament things. And they're only for you as children until you grow up into maturity. All right? Until the full stature of the manhood of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It's something like that. It goes that way, right? Mm-hmm.
It says when you do the law, you fall from grace. When you go back to depend the law, then the Lord says you're falling from grace. You're not dependent on grace. You're dependent on your own works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Things you can't do no way.
Of course, you know the Methodists, I mean the Baptists say that. The Methodists use that to show that you can look, be born again, lose your salvation, be born again. They're not quite as bad as the Church of God used to be. I think they're all enlightened now. They're not that way anymore.
Well, I tell you the truth, we all have some Old Testament carryover.
Yes.
And so we just need to be aware of this and start living like we were in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, well, that's good.
Like we were in the Garden, isn't that what Jesus came to do? To restore the Garden of Eden for us. Amen?
Yeah.
So let's just walk in the victory that Christ gave us. The freedom that he gave. You shall know the truth. What is it? If you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's continue in his word, and so we can know the truth, and the truth shall set us free.
Amen.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this food. We pray, thank you so much for the fellowship and the teaching that you give us today. We thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. We ask you to be with us. Take our words, Father, guard our mouths, let us say good things to each other, encourage and build up each other, and always, always show our love for you by loving others. Amen.
Bless the food.
Bless the food.